Last week's doubleheader event in the Haynes School's Tournament of the Readers decided both the third place team and who would compete in the final championship round on February 20th. The library legends bested the book gobblers last Tuesday, but then lost to the wild readers, earning the legends a third place overall finish. The library legends are a fourth grade team made up of Piper, Leon, Thomas, and Sam. The victory over the legends earned the wild readers, a third grade team made up of Hazel, Lorelei, Zephyr, and Olin, a spot in the final against the undefeated literary llamas. The llamas are a sixth grade team made up of Meg, Ivy, Gwendolyn, and Asher. Questions are drawn randomly from the questions envelope. This year's questions were written by the tournament's organizers, Karen Garcia, Holly Davis, and school librarian Lee Horner. Each team has been studying the same eight books since November. The books were chosen by organizers, and the questions are not particular to a grade level. Every team of four, no matter their grade, pulls from the same envelope. Lee Horner created the Tournament of the Readers for Haynes Schools nearly two decades ago. She bases the tournament loosely off the statewide Battle of the Books reading incentive program. But each year the tournament features a different set of books and has its own set of rules and regulations created by Horner. One of the authors of this year's books, Fairest of All, will be visiting the Haynes Public Library in May. Sarah Milanovsky is a New York Times bestselling author, and one of her series, the Upside Down Magic series, was adapted into a Disney Channel movie. She's written books for teenagers and adults as well. She will be a guest for the library's summer reading program, and the library carries almost all of her books. Horner told KHNS that the model for Battle of the Books does not work for Haynes Schools, which is why she's gone rogue. Battle of the Books charges schools $400 to participate and requires schools to buy their own sets of books to participate in the statewide competition. Also, in Battle of the Books, teams only compete against their own grade. For example, fifth graders compete against fifth graders. Then, the winner of the school district's fifth grade teams competes in the state competition. But Haynes School District only has one fifth grade class, so they would compete in the state competition without any experience ever having battled other teams. Horner says she stages the tournament every year in February because that's when the weather is cruddy. And while the Battle of the Books is held after school and over the weekends, Horner sticks to school hours. This allows for students who take the bus to participate. After the final of this year's tournament, the Wild Readers lost to undefeated Library Llamas, who finished with a perfect record. The Llamas have been competing together since third grade, and this is their first tournament victory. Cash prizes were donated by Suzanne and Norm Smith. The Wild Readers will have a chance to win again next February. Next year's event will have an official rule change. The default rule states that, quote, any team which does not appear for a round will automatically default to the team which was to be its opponent. But Horner says that this rule doesn't always work for Haynes schools because sometimes teams are away for school ski trips. And the Tournament of the Readers, with a 20-year history, is continually striving for inclusivity. For KHNS, I'm Jen Shelton.